This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. I wanted to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel
all right. There's so much to cover here. There's so much to get to. Lee Stranahan's going to be joining us next segment. Dr. Stephen Chinnick's going to pop in on the attempted coup, part four, against the president with Bolton. All the rest of it. But there's an article up on InfoWars.com. It's very cringeworthy. It's very hard to watch. I'll be honest with you. I tried to watch it twice. Only watched it halfway through. We're going to do it together. But this is a bunch of Hollywood stars looking completely inauthentic. I mean, they're more funny than a plastic banana, the $3 bill, telling us about how they're bad and they're white and they apologize and they're going to be better now. And this new thing with Hollywood is to have your hair a little messed up. It's like, oh, it's authentic. Like Trevor Noah, I'm so sorry. Oh, God, I'm bad. Oh, please. Oh. So here it is, celebrity cringe. I take responsibility video, relentlessly mocked. I take responsibility for not hating you earlier. Totally rejecting you earlier. Here, let's go ahead and play this.
I take responsibility.
I take responsibility
for crapping in my pants.
I take responsibility
for Tim Cook running death camps.
I take responsibility.
I've got an Apple
for every unchecked moment.
I run death
camps. Every time it's easier to ignore than to call it out for what it was.
The human animal hybrids.
Every not so funny joke.
Look at this guy.
Every unfair stereotype.
Every blatant injustice, no matter how big or small.
Every time I remain silent.
His hair's messed up.
Every time I explained away police brutality.
Oh, it's all, yeah.
Or turned a blind eye.
You're right.
I take responsibility.
Good.
Black people are being slaughtered in the streets, killed in their own homes. These are...
Well, then blow your brains out.
Sisters, our friends.
I mean, I don't want you to, but I'm saying you're so bad. Like,
we are done watching them die.
She's reading off a script.
We are no longer bystanders. Enough is enough.
I will no longer allow an un.
I take responsibility that we abort half the black babies.
Allow racist, hurtful words, jokes, stereotypes, no matter how big or small.
And I will submit to the left now.
In my presence.
Thank you.
I will not turn a blind eye.
Oh, that's powerful performance.
Should not be a death sentence. Sleeping in your own home should not be a death sentence.
Playing video games with your nephew should not be a death sentence.
Shopping in a store should not be a death sentence.
When you're robbing
business as usual should not be life threatening. I stand against hate.
He's an amazing actor.
I stand against hate. I stand against hate. I stand against hate. I will stand against hate in love.
I stand against the 3 million enslaved camps run by Apple.
And killer cops must be prosecuted.
And Tim Cook must be prosecuted.
We can turn the tide.
We can take over the police.
To take.
We can run the death camps.
Call out hate.
China forever.
Up.
Death camps forever.
And take action.
Now, yes. Take action today. I take responsibility for Tim Cook's appledeathcamps.org. All right. Well, okay. I'm glad to take responsibility for Tim Cook's deathcamps.org. Oh, but 3 million Muslims in death camps. I mean, it's not like, you know, oh my God, 14 black dudes might have wrongly been shot by the cops. Okay, great. Burn the whole country down. I'm like, oh, 1 million black people got deported. Shut up! 1 million black people, shut up! Planned Parenthood says it wants to kill black people. Shut up, racist! Hey, let's not kill black people. Shut up, Hitler! Lee Stranahan is going to break down Antifa, and Project Veritas has come out, you know, with proof that they're working with Soros. Hell, it's in the federal filings, but I'm glad we have the Antifa guys mentioning all of this. But what are they planning? What's really going on? What's about to unfold? Lee Stranahan from Fault Lines Radio will be joining us on the other side than Dr. Steve Pachinik, who used to be a janitor at the State Department. That's a joke. He cleaned things up. Call them mechanics, or they call them cleaners? What do they call them? We're going to cover it all straight ahead, back in 60 seconds. Straight ahead. Look at Robert E. Lee in studio with us. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation that they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
And the strap around your ankle.
InfoWars had a booty. It'd be big. It'd be juicy. Crank it up. All right, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. And we are joined by Lee Stranahan. Really appreciate investigative journalist. He's worked for Breitbart. He's worked for the Huffington Post. He's worked for the Keebler Elves. Lee Stranahan, at Stranahan on Twitter, Fault Lines radio host. And I see that you're really upset and you're really woke right now. Before we get into Antifa, do you want to denounce yourself now here right on air and tell us that you're sorry for who you are?
I am, Alex. I want to say that I take responsibility. I have tried to support people of color, or if you switch those words around, colored people, which isn't as cool, but it's the same idea. But listen, I have failed because I'm supporting people of color, and yet I am in black and white. And I don't think that's as supportive as I could be. So anyway, Alex, how are you doing? Nice to see you. See how easy it is to be ponderous and
to be woke. Oh, black and white needs to be banned. All black and white film, because it's actually code word of segregation. Genius.
No, exactly right. You heard HBO. Did you hear this?
They got rid of Gone with the Wind. It's evil.
Yes, exactly right. It's amazing. 10 Academy Awards. We won't show it. It's weird.
First black woman to get an Academy Award. Just ban it.
Exactly right. And it was not directed by a black lesbian filmmaker, so can't be very good. Anyway, nice to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Wow, let's get into Antifa. They're finally being looked at. Who really runs them? What's their goal? What are they up to?
Well, let me tell you. So I moved to Washington, D.C. right after the inauguration, and I was at the Women's March. And I had been covering Black Lives Matter protest for a couple of years when I was over at Lead Investigative Reporter at Breitbart. And I had been at major, I was there at the Zimmerman verdict. I was there at the Chicago Black Friday event. I just all over the place, dozens of Black Lives Matter events. And these two organizations merge. And when I saw how big the Women's March was, a million people in the street, it was frickin' crazy. I knew that it was on and that this was the place to be. So I moved from where I was living in South Dakota, came to D.C. And sure enough, this is what I've been predicting for about 5 years now. And in fact,
oh, yeah, you've been writing extensively. They're trying to create a civil war. And when I've talked about it, he goes, Jones is insane. He says Antifa wants a civil war when they're buying full page ads in the New York Times for 3 years calling for it.
No, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you, I was at the Antifa March, the Black Bloc March, at the inauguration, the day. Remember where they set fire to a Reverend Lance Wallman's car? Remember that? A limo. They set it on fire and everything. Well, I was there covering that protest, all Black Bloc, all Antifa, And guess what they were saying? All these white dudes dressed like ninjas, guess what they were chanting as they walked down the street? Black Lives Matter. So these two movements have merged. And I was working on a documentary about 5 years ago about Black Lives Matter. But remember what happened? It didn't really blow up at the RNC or the DNC. Well, right now what we're seeing, cities on fire across the country, all of that, this is exactly what I knew was coming. And sure enough, right before the election day, and sure enough, it's the same attorney, Benjamin Crump. He is one of the big villains here.
And you always lay out all the proof first. Just get to the prime approximation. Who's behind it? What's the in-game plan?
Okay, so Benjamin Crump's one of the guys behind it. He's the lawyer. He's not a top guy, but he was the lawyer for the Trayvon Martin family, Michael Brown.
So he's the crossroads where he's a key junction point.
Exactly right. And what he does is he makes this a Democrat narrative. He always shifts it, always. And as soon as I saw he was involved in Ahmaud Arbery, he's involved in this George Floyd case. He represents the attorney, represents the family there. This guy is a complete fraud, and he always works with leftist groups. You got to understand, Alex, the leftist groups are being played by the Democrats. They kettle the real radicals into this. The leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement, Patrice Cullors, Opal Tometi, and Alicia Garza, I've written about them for years. Their history, Patrice Cullors, for instance, she was tutored by a guy named Eric Mann. He was part of the Weather Underground. There's a direct line between the 60s Marxist-Leninists, Black Panthers, Weather Underground, and Black Lives Matter. Direct line between them. Obviously, one of the big people behind this is a Hungarian-American immigrant whose name perhaps you've heard is George Soros. Very clearly, when I looked at that woman's march, and I went down the list of groups, and you can find out who funds them, literally every group I found, I stopped after about 20, but literally every single group was funded by Soros. Now, what they're doing here, Alex, and you know this, I think, is the same kind of color revolution that they did in Hungary, right? I mean, forgive me, that they did in Ukraine, right? The Ukraine push in 2013, 2014, the Maidan revolution. This is the same thing. They take an internal issue, they gin it up, right? America's got a history of, you know, slavery and everything else, like most countries. But they know that they've been able to take over the civil rights movement. As you know,
well, that's what any anthropologist or sociologist does, what the CIA's main mission is it looks at fissures and then exacerbates those divisions.
Well, no, that is exactly right. They take something underlying and then they gin it up. And anybody can see that if you're black in America, in some, particularly in the inner city, the Democrat-run cities and states, life has not gotten better, partially because of crime, which keeps poverty in place. And so what they're trying to demolish here, Alex, is they call it criminal justice reform. What they're trying to demolish here is any semblance of being able to defend yourself, of getting the police to defend you, or anything. And if it seems like, well, how does this, like, what's the end game? Like, what are they trying to create? What they're trying to create right now, Alex, is what they've created in places like Syria and Ukraine, a failed state, a disaster.
They have cobbled together autonomous zones of warring factions.
No, that's exactly right. And they're literally trying to balkanize America. And I'll tell you, a lot of the people out there who are protesting don't have any idea. They are simply propagandized. I'm sure a lot of them mean well, right? They are not racist, and they want a virtue signal about how not racist they are. And what they're feeding into is a left narrative, a radical left narrative, that ultimately funnels right to the Democratic Party. I don't know if you've seen this. If you go to the BlackLivesMatter.com site right now and you click on the donate button, it goes to Act Blue. That is the Democrats' funding arm.
Oh, yeah, they're just siphoning the money off because the Democrats can't get money. So they go, oh, we represent black people. Well, you represent Planned Parenthood killing them.
No, that's exactly right. And I brought that up. Or they don't talk about the high crime rate where the murders, like in Chicago a few years ago, 75% of the murders were done by people who are black.
Well, let's talk about, stay there. Let's talk about where this is going, Lee Stranahan, and how we counter it. But you're 100% correct. Great investigative journalist. You talked for 10 hours about all the connections. But I want your big picture on this and what we should do, because there is no Russian conspiracy. See, you're making the joke with, you know, images of Soviet Russian technology behind you. But we're sitting here. Russia faces the same globalist, Soros, New World Order combine that's infested America. So if there's any alliance between the U.S. and Russia, it's that Russia knows the United States at certain levels is trying to struggle free from this face-sucking Soros machine. So when they say, oh, it's the Russians, they're just pissed because the Russians have partially struggled free from this Leviathan. So I want to get your take on that. Lee Stranahan is our guest. Dr. Steve Buscemi is coming up. They'll be on together. Lee Stranahan is on Twitter at Stranahan. And, of course, find his Fault Lines radio show. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. This is history. Please spread the links to the live show at band.video, infowars.com/show, and newswars.com/show. Paul Watson's got his great summit.news. There's a lot of other great things happening as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And he made Ukraine on fire a few years ago. Lee Stranahan's the new version that came out. Part two. And Soros went in there. They bragged on TV. He said on Fareed Zakaria, $5 billion, U.S. money he got. They just started shooting the police, blowing stuff up. Created a revolution between the Orthodox Christians and the Catholics. That's when the same split the Nazis played off in World War II. And they just go in with sociologists, anthropologists, and do that. Well, they're doing it here using black-white. And so with those lessons, people go, oh, well, this is ridiculous. It won't succeed. Well, it succeeded all over the world. So knowing that and how cold-blooded this is, I mean, just a few years ago, the Women's March, it was in the Washington Post. Soros was like, $89 million Soros gave for the Women's March. But now he doesn't want people to know it's him for whatever reason. So Lee, get into this. Because you're right. You're absolutely right. You're one of the top experts on this. What happened to Ukraine is the model here. And it's so evil and it's so crazy.
It is. And it's so provable, too. All you have to do is look at the receipts. If anyone can check the 990s of these groups and see that Soros' Open Society Foundation is behind them. But the other thing that Soros has done, and this is very significant, Alex, nobody's ever said George Soros is not smart. Okay. He realized a few years ago that if you got $1 million, let's say, to put into politics, which he's got a lot more than that, but let's use that as a round number, that if you put that into presidential politics, $1 million sounds like a lot of money, but not really, right? So what he did was he started putting smaller amounts of money into local district attorney races around the country. In a district attorney race, Alex, $50,000, for instance, is a lot of money. Does that make sense? And so he did this all across the country. Out in San Francisco, the DA's Cheza Boudin, he is named after Joanne Chesimard, Assata Shakur, the Marxist terrorist who is a hero to Black Lives Matter. And I got a clip to show you that. That's no guess. He was raised by Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn because his mother, Kathy Boudin, had been convicted and was in prison for trying to spring people out and also for their role in, she was called part of something called
the family. And he says he won't enforce the law in San Francisco. Now, let's go ahead and roll that clip.
Meeting. Final word, Patrice?
Yeah, I'm going to make everybody stand up if they can and do a chant with us.
Okay, let's do it.
So this is how we close out every meeting, every event, every action, every freeway we've shut down, every mall we've shut down. You'll hear this chant reverberated throughout this country, and you'll hear it in other countries now too. This is from our beloved Assata Shakur, who is on the number one FBI most wanted list, and she's a powerful leader who we are inspired by. Many of us have Assata Top Me sweaters. So it's three times, and we're going to start off with a whisper, and you're going to just repeat it.
It is our duty to fight for freedom.
It is our duty to fight for freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We must love and support one another.
We must love and support one another.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose.
Well, that earlier video.
It is
crazy.
Our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We must love and support one another.
We must love and support one another.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
All right, let's have Mayor de Blasio hear this.
Make everybody here out of stay these chants.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
I'm sorry, ladies.
And what's up with the leftist women now? Such wild, crazy-looking eyes. Stranahan, what the hell's going on here?
Okay, so these are the three women who founded Black Lives Matter. That is Alicia Garza, Opal Tometi, and Patrice Cullors. And they are doing a chant a few years ago with a group of largely white women at a bloggers conference. And this, you notice at the end, they say, we have nothing to lose but our chains. Of course, that is straight communism. Assata Shakur is a cop killer. That's why she is atop the FBI's most wanted.
And living in Cuba.
Living in Cuba, exactly right. And when Obama made the deal with Cuba, they didn't come back. This is what is going on. This is what's behind it. They love cop killers. From Emile Abdul-Jamal to Huey P. Newton, they love them. Now, I told you, I've been working on a documentary for about 5 years, and suddenly I got to get it done. And let me just show you a clip. This is an interview I did. It's pretty short. It's about a minute. This is with a guy, Ron McCarthy. He's one of the people I interviewed. And I got a new show called Populist TV. It's 11 o'clock on my Twitter feed. People can watch it there. But Ron McCarthy was at the Watts riots in 65. He was at the Black Panther L.A. shootout. And he was at the Symbionese Liberation Army shootout. Listen to what he says about what he saw 5 years ago with Ferguson and the parallels between that and today. This is amazing. And it's more true right now than ever, Alex.
When I think back to 1965 and then turn on the news and watch what's happening today in Baltimore and other communities, demonstrators, who's doing the demonstration? What's their belief system? And why are they demonstrating? And what kind of demonstration is it? Is it peaceful and lawful and fits within our constitutional guidelines, or is it violent? The Mario Savio movement in 1963 started out, and it was a push and shove, and the kind of violent demonstration you're seeing now, disruptive, rude, some rocks and bottles, and it expanded into much more than that, with burning major cities almost to the ground. And taking poor people's supermarkets in the poor neighborhood, burning them to the ground after they loot them, so that single mothers with two and three kids have no place to go buy food.
And
these are the kinds
control.
Of things that were happening then, and you're starting to see it happen again.
That's exactly the plan. And so, like a parrot will test a branch, it'll test the perch. They are rolling this out so we don't respond, saying any Trump response is bad, when the bigger teeth are about to roll out, the bigger attacks are about to happen, and then Trump's been paralyzed. Okay, I can't call the military out. I'll be a fascist, but it's actual fascists that are engineering this whole thing.
No, that's exactly right, Alex. And that could have been, again, that was 5 years ago, right? That was 5 years ago. I could have shot that yesterday, and it would apply exactly the same.
Well, actually, it shows that he's right. It's now happening. So they're now escalating the force, but starting small so that we get used to it. And then, boom, when the big one hits, we don't.
Well, there's a few months between now and the election, and it is no accident this is coming up before the election. You can expect to find one or two other events like this, because they're all fake. The Michael Brown story, even the George Floyd story. I don't know if you've heard about this thing, excited delirium. Anybody can look it up.
No, sure. He really died, but he's on drugs. His heart. He's on
right.
Fentanyl. The point is everything's synthetic around it. We've got Dr. Steve Pachinik popping in for one segment on Bolton. I want you to comment on what that signifies, and we'll come back with you, Lee, to get into the campaign and how big this is. Because you're an expert on this. Lee Stranahan is here with us. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. And NewsWars.com. We have the former head of psychological warfare operations for the State Department, and he's done regime change. Steve Pachinik popping in, talking about Bolton, who is trying to launch a new impeachment operation against the president. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I really appreciate Dr. Steve Pachinik popping in on short notice, but he's really been critical and almost broke with Trump when he brought in Bolton. I agree, it was an insane idea that Bolton aggrandized himself, lied to him, and now it's coming out saying the president should just be impeached again, or they should have an attempted impeachment. This is from the WMD liar-in-chief. It's just amazing. So let's talk about what this signifies, and having these top generals, mea culpa, Milley coming, saying, oh, I shouldn't have walked across the street to the church, and you've got the Secretary of Defense saying Trump's wrong about calling out the regular military. I mean, you're seeing a lot of signaling, and Biden saying we'll use the military to drag Trump out. This, to me, is the, what's left of the deep state, or the corrupt deep state, signaling that Trump's weak, we can make a move on him. I mean, I see them trying to give confidence to a dying, corrupt, vestigial system that knows it's in trouble. But I don't want to underestimate how dangerous it is. Dr. Pachinik used to run a psychological warfare operations, regime change, and a lot of big stuff. Helped found the Delta Force many years ago. So he's here with us. Your approximation of what this Bolton move means.
Well, years ago, when I was on the show and I said to you, that's one of the biggest mistakes Trump has made. I haven't changed. I don't have to be a psychiatrist to tell you that.
Well, you said, you almost made you break with Trump, and you said this could destroy him.
Well, I said it very clearly, and it did destroy him, because Bolton is nothing more than a flaming sociopath whose background was totally concocted, made up. He was ruthless about lying and, self-aggrandizement. Two of my operatives, and they're two distinguished individuals, one was Carl Ford, National Intelligence Officer, correctly described Bolton as the following: somebody who kisses up and knocks down somebody. So he's constantly flattering the Trumps, constantly flattering the Bush Jr. administration. But you have to remember, Bolton is not unique. He is a stereotype. He's a stereotype of the chicken hawks or the neocons who talked about war, never went to war, and on the other hand, were afraid to die. And here's where we have the problem. Trump brought in a lot of people from the Bush administration. He should never have done that. And the problem is, of course, Trump has to rely on what was there or what had been there. And he didn't necessarily know the entire spectrum of potential candidates. But there is something there that is relevant, and that is that Trump had a certain vulnerability that Bolton knew how to manipulate. Now, let me make it clear. I'm not going to go into Trump's vulnerability as much as I'm going to go into the dynamics of a sociopath like that who gets appointed to political positions. Irrespective of who the president is, there's always a vulnerability that a political appointment can manipulate, and in turn, the president manipulates the candidate. So you have a mutual kind of manipulation. In this particular case, Bolton knew a lot about Trump, and my suspicion is his sexual activities, which Bolton had been part of many, many years ago in New York. I'm not going to go into further detail. Nevertheless, Bolton had a career that was a disaster, both in the Reagan administration, the Bush senior administration. Personally, I found him to be a nice guy, but totally inept. And I found him to be a complete self-aggrandizer and a manipulator, which was obvious to me and to you, Alex. So when he gets brought into an administration, he basically destroys that part of the administration, or he comes in collusion. Even he had to deal with Colin Powell, another sociopath. But fortunately, Richard Armitage, the Deputy Secretary of State, who was very sharp and was in Vietnam and spoke Vietnamese, a brilliant operative who was at Annapolis, said, look, you're out of control, and if you continue, I'm going to make sure you get fired. Now, the guys who I rely on, like Carl Ford or Richard Armitage, they're in the system. They maintain the integrity of the system. But despite all that, you get the Boltons coming in repeatedly in one administration, another administration. Look, he's at Yale. Yale brought us Bush Jr. Yale brought us Cheney.
He's Yale a sycophantic, wannabe blue blood fraud.
You got it. But you've got an institution there at Yale, which is a total sycophant.
No, you're right. Bolton is just like pus coming out of a wound. He's not the problem. He's just an extension of the disease.
Correct, Alex. It's an excellent way to explain it. And that disease is not stopping right now, because we've had the Clintons, the Bushes, the Obama. Obama is a manifestation of the corruption that
Why don't
created.
These elites know how to try to at least work with the Renaissance and co-opt it to their own empowerment? From a sociopathic view, I could look at that and see that. They attack Renaissance like it's the enemy. They're so stupid.
There's a problem, Alex. You and I, when we go into process or when we go on air, there's one thing that you and I have done that they have not, and that is you've created a show. You created a business. I created about 28 different businesses. I helped to create the Clancy franchise. So you and I are not dependent on the notion of the kindness of a stranger. In other words, we don't have to kowtow to somebody who
we're
we don't
know. We're not kowtowing to this rotting network.
That's correct. So what happened is when Alex Jones gets banned, it becomes part of the corporation signature. And the more you ban Alex Jones, the better he is and the more effective he is. That's the reverse of what happens with a John Bolton. The John Bolton scurry off to the most obsolete units in the world, a publishing company. Are you kidding? Simon & Schuster's basically dead. Publishing is dead. I've been in publishing over 35 years, and I can guarantee you they're barely alive.
Sure, their instinct is to go to the most stagnant, dead thing. They run to graveyards.
Correct. But they're the product of graveyards. It's a good analogy, Alex. On this one hand, they come from the moss of death and what it, we consider vitality, the Yale University. That's a dead institution. The Cornells, the Harvards. You just had a professor from Harvard implicated and indicted for tax fraud. He's not the only one. He had labs in China. How many other professors? I can go through MIT and Harvard and Cornell and show you how many have been involved in chicanery. So what we have on the alternative media, we're the reality testers where they said, oh, yeah, we believe in conspiracy. Fine. I don't care what you call me. I don't care what you call Alex. It's called reality testing. And the Boltons of the world, they'll scurry to the moribund systems.
Let me ask you this. How much danger is Trump in right now? Because, I mean, that time bomb of Bolton is there.
Let me say this, Alex, with all due respect to your analysis, I've never believed that Trump was in danger, and I'll tell you why. People have to understand one thing about Trump. He's not about words. He's not about process. He is about action. The minute he goes out to the United States, he's coming here to Gainesville, to Jacksonville. He's coming to a Republican area where there's going to be thousands of people who don't care about the mythical COVID virus. From there, he will go to other
states.
You're right.
He's breaking the will of the fraud. And so you're right. He's about total action.
That's totally it. And he creates. It's not only action. It's just like what you do and what I do. He creates an entity. I can't emphasize it enough. I don't care what he says in the meantime.
He creates a focus for people to put our action into.
Exactly, and at the same time, he'll create a building, a hotel, a Doral, a casino. Who else has ever done that? And a wall. I mean, who else has created...
Which shows the big banks just want money and power that's made up. Trump fundamentally is about service. He gets... If we aren't doing well, he's not doing well.
Correct. And his job right now is to serve the American public, and he loves it. That's the ultimate... apex for him. You've got to remember, his uncle was a professor at MIT. He never talks about that. A brilliant professor. His father was a brilliant businessman who put together a lot of apartments and real estate from nothing. So you have a man here who's going to bring the United States back again and make it great. I do not believe he's in any danger.
All right, do a few more minutes with us, and we've got Lee Stranahan here who's going to pop in with you and get some final comments from Dr. Steve Machinick, stevemachinick.com. We really appreciate him coming on short notice to talk about Bolton. And I think he overall is right, but we just cannot underestimate these globalists, I tell you.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Dr. Steve Chenick's here with us. Lee Stranahan's been riding shotgun, investigative journalist, host of Fault Lines Radio. Dr. Chenick, look, I agree. America's waking up. There's a global renaissance happening. China's on the verge of collapsing until this whole COVID hoax. And so I agree with you that I think Trump's still in a position, we're in a position to beat this, but they just keep escalating and escalating, and I don't see a way legally and lawfully, because things are so paralyzed, to stop the left. And I get what you're saying. Don't interrupt your enemy while they're destroying themselves. But at a certain point, there's a responsibility to stop them. I mean, how do you see that working?
Well, I think you hit it on the head. What normally what I would do is to allow them what Napoleon Bonaparte said, and you said it correctly, which they're making major mistakes. They're continuing with the agitprop. They're continuing with the nonsense about Black Lives Matter, when in fact that's not the real issue. The real issue, and they won't confront it, is how is it that we, the United States, is 27th in the world on education, and guess who leads in the poorest education in America? The Black Lives. And instead of talking about Black Lives and Black health and Black education, again, the liberals and the left missed the entire program of improvement. And the blacks did not forget that. I grew up in Harlem, and the key issue was always education. How do I get a job? How do I get advanced? That's not the answer here. So what happened is this agitprop and the notion of a Nancy Pelosi, a mafia daughter, bending down, it was ludicrous. I mean, this is the
so let me ask you this, and Elise Shanahan, what's the next thing they're going to pull? What comes out of the jack-in-the-box next with 143 days left? Let me ask Elise Shanahan that, and then Dr. Pachenik. Go ahead, Lee.
Well, we're definitely going to see more protests, but I got to agree with the doctor. And let me add something that I think he's going to find interesting. I actually have some insight on the Bolton thing because I was the lead investigative reporter at Breitbart News under Steve Bannon. This is what people have to watch out for. You have to watch out for the people that seem like they're on your side but aren't. When I used to host the Breitbart radio show, I would pick my own guests. I'd say, I want this person, this person, this person. But they told me Thursdays are Bolton Day, so I had to have John Bolton on. Now, what Steve was doing was softening the ground for the Breitbart audience, which, you know, is a lot of crossover for, let's say, the InfoWars
audience. To accept Bolton. So even then, they had the Trojan horse ready and loaded. And
That's exactly right. And Bannon is the guy who recommended Bolton when he was in the White House.
Oh, yeah. Bannon was definitely the guy that brought the whole group of globalists in. So what's at the heart of that?
Well, Steve's a Goldman Sachs guy. Let's start there. Don't forget, Steve was with Goldman Sachs. Let's also start with his connection. And here's going to sound like crazy conspiracy theory, but go look it up. His connections to Opus Dei. Go look that up. Anybody can find it. And
all right, so Pachenik's nodding his head. Let's hear from Dr. Pachenik. Go ahead.
Lee is absolutely right. I was against Bannon from the very beginning. He had contrived a history that was absolutely nonsensical. Number one, he was one of the lackeys of Goldman Sachs. Number two, you don't go to become a managing director at Goldman Sachs. I'd been a managing director at Kidder Peabody, and the first thing I did was to take down $600 million because it was corrupt and send it over to the SEC. Bannon couldn't do that. Bannon knew there was corruption. Bannon knew he was a self-aggrandizer, talking about his naval experience somewhere out in the Pacific.
And what is he doing hanging around with Epstein all the time?
Because he was in the business of Hollywood. Bannon, am I correctly? He was always sucking up to somebody. And Bannon,
now, this is great. You guys, both of you have such deep research, Lee.
Well, it's not. First off, Alex, thanks for bringing up the Epstein thing. Steve Bannon met with Jeffrey Epstein. This is firsthand from people at Breitbart who told me. He met with Jeffrey Epstein before the election. He's also met with him multiple times after the election in Paris and in New York. But, Steve, you're exactly right. Bannon's a Hollywood guy. The guy he was hooked up with there, Digital Entertainment Network. It's interesting how Bannon, I want to be very clear. I'm not saying Steve Bannon is a pedophile. I'm saying he seems to know a lot of them. He was working with Digital Entertainment Network. Look them up. And he was also working with a group that was literally with World of Warcraft, mining stuff. And they would hire basically Chinese prisoners, and they would have them be on World of Warcraft all day, get fake gold, and that hooks him up with a number of people, too.
Well, let me expand on this. I don't want to bring myself into this. I haven't revealed this yet, but I can affirm from two people in Florida and one in D.C. that Bannon, a couple of years ago, when they were trying to indict me as a Russian agent, he would offer people to fund them congressionally that had worked here and others if they would just make up stuff about me. So why would Bannon be spending hard energy and time trying to get Alex Jones? Who does he really work for, Dr. Pachenik?
Remember the concept I said a few days ago is called envy. Envy as opposed to jealousy means I want to be in the position of Alex Jones, but I'm not going to let Alex be there. I'm not going to be there, and I'm going to destroy both Alex Jones and InfoWars. And Lee is correct. That's exactly what a sociopath like Bannon will do, or Bolton, and a whole bunch of them. They will go out and try to emulate you, but at the same time, they will do everything and anything they can, sub rosa or overtly, to manipulate
you. And that's the same way Bolton wants to get Trump, because he'll be a big man if he gets Trump.
Correct, but he's not going to get him. What happens is when they go on this adventure of trying to bring down Alex Jones, I'll pay the first $100 to see the battle because there's no way in Hal, let me say that Alex is going down.
Well, and I need to put myself in the story. When I learned, like, Bannum is creeping around, and you're right, he names his shows after us. He follows it all because he's a fake. For him, it's all screenwriting. To him, he just lifts what we're doing. It's not that we're even that important. It's just he just lifts an identity because he's a sociopath.
But he never, you got to understand, he never created what you did out of nothing. Sub Rosa, you put together way before 9/11, you put together a show that wasn't all that popular, and then suddenly, out of nowhere, it started to blossom. Guys like me would come in, and we just enjoyed it, and sometimes we would have a wonderful time, and sometimes we disagree. But Lee is correct. The amount of Hollywood entertainment that he was involved with, the amount, and he failed. In contrast, let me give you a man who's not a sociopath, and that's Steve Mnuchin, who's the Secretary of Treasury, who in fact was with Goldman Sachs, but what made him different was, unlike Bannon, he had 8 to 9 films that were successful in Hollywood as an executive producer. And trust me, as an executive producer of the Clancy franchises, that was tough. Bannon could never do that.
And yeah, it's hard to have straight winners, and so... It's just important to understand the mindset of these guys.
Yeah, but basically, sociopath, self-aggrandizer. I'm sorry, Lee. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, and by the way, I will give Steve Bannon credit for directing the film Occupy Unmasked, because I'm in it mainly. But Bannon, after I left Breitbart, I have the emails, Alex. I was trying to warn Bannon about the Ukraine thing. Over and over and over. I said, it's all about Ukraine. I was sending him this in early 2017. He didn't ignore me. He tried to destroy me. And I'll tell you something else, too. And Alex, I don't know if you know this, but this is firsthand from the people involved. Steve is working with Mike Cernovich and Jack Posobiec now. I know people who are working directly with them, and they told me their goal was to destroy you. That they wanted to get all, and this is at the time when those guys were on the network, and somebody who worked directly with them said they would talk all the time about destroying you. So, Steve, you could not be more right. And again, this is not conjecture. This is absolutely firsthand from the people involved who know what's going on.
Lee is correct. Yeah. I mean, I believe everything you say, and I'll tell you why, Alex. The one thing you have to understand, my dear friend, is that you create envy, not just jealousy, but envy. Out of nowhere, you come in, you're very effective, you're very funny, and at the same time, you're very serious, and you create it, oh my God, millions of people who enjoy what you do. That is the basis of threatening the sociopaths who cannot create a company, who cannot do anything but self-aggrandizement and process, and that was abandoned. But you have to understand.
But it's the same way, same reason they hate you or Trump or Stranahan or anybody, exactly. Why they hate America? Because America isn't controlled.
But that's my point. Guys like me who get involved in whether it's PSYOPs or, you know, agitprop, we back off. And if you want to see what Pachenik does, then go read a novel. I'm not interested other than you.
Hold on, we've got to go to break. Closing comments from both of you. We come back in 2 minutes. Please stay there. StevePachenik.com. We've got Lee Stranahan with us, thepopulist.us. This is powerful radio today, and I don't want to bring myself into the story. It's just that I'm actually flattered these guys creep around all day and are so pissed about me, as if I went away, they would suddenly be me. It's just ridiculous. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.